Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On this vote, the yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
One could only hope that we are witnessing the Biden crime family's last stand.
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
And now that the ball is firmly in the hands of the GOP, will they purposely fumble in order to protect the uniparty?
Next question.
Are you going forward with contempt?
I'll let you.
There's a process you have to follow. You have to file a report. So we will begin looking at that. Both the lawyers for the Oversight Committee, the lawyers for the District Committee will move in that direction. But look, Congress asked you to come. You're supposed to come and testify.
The Democrats have proven that their only contribution to the future of the Republic is weaponized gaslighting and hypocrisy.
They are going to try to impeach President Biden despite the fact that there's no evidence against him at all. Trump sent a violent MAGA mob here to the Capitol to reverse the election results and certify that he won even though he lost. What they couldn't do on January 6th, they want to do with this extreme political stunt.
Bordering on collusion with the Biden family's massive evidence of foreign bribery.
The idea that they are going to somehow get to President Biden through his son, who was drug addicted, and the only thing that they have revealed in these hearings is that we have a president that loves his son even through his imperfections.
Not only is the committee not allowing Hunter Biden to testify publicly, but they have not called a single witness, a single first-hand witness, to any of their allegations. They haven't allowed anybody to testify publicly because they do not have a single witness to any of their alleged allegations. They don't.
While Republicans meekly refuse to enforce the very same laws used against the Trump administration,
the Trump advisor and conservative agitator now on trial.
This show trial they're running is a disgrace.
Congressional subpoenas on the January 6th committee.
I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable.
Should they be prosecuted by the Justice Department?
I do, yes.
It's a shame that Mr. Bannon has put us in this position, but we won't take no for an answer. We believe Mr. Bannon has information relevant to our probe, and we'll use the tools at our disposal to get that information.
Tonight, a jury convicting former senior Trump White House aide Peter Navarro of criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
After Hunter Biden refused a deposition, Hunter had claimed to want to answer all questions in the name of transparency, then proceeded to answer nothing and make his escape blatantly in contempt of Congress.
I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate questions Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies. For 6 years, I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here. Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist.
But will the GOP act? And now that the Biden crime family has been backed into a corner where the inquiry can get to the finer details and subpoena witnesses, how will the Bidens retaliate against the American people? What lengths will the DOJ go to protect them now?
Attorney General Garland leads 115,000 employees, prosecutors, agents of the FBI, and other federal law enforcement.
And how quickly will false flags and cyber attacks randomly appear as Congress returns after the holidays?
But I think it's more likely we're going to end up, if we end up in a war, a real shooting war, with a major power, it's going to be as a consequence of a cyber breach. based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
2024 is shaping up to be one of the most interesting and dangerous.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, Mike Adams is a scientist, a best-selling author, and researcher, and a good friend of mine for many years, been interviewing him for 20 years or so. He's lived in Austin for 15, or outside Austin, and he's done some deep research on AI, and a lot of it parallels, I'm not an engineer, but from what I've been studying, and how this all really works and operates. So we're going to kind of define where the world is today, and what AI is, and then these statements, I got a clip coming up here in a few minutes, of Larry Page, the founder of Google, with Klaus Schwab, saying, we don't need elections soon, AI will decide all of this. For everyone, but only if we decide to hand our authority over to it. Okay, so, but it's not just that we can sit there and understand how AI works. We can also be involved in our own AIs and counter this, and that's what the power structure, that's what the establishment is really massively concerned about as well, Mike Adams.
Well, absolutely. And Alex, it's great to be here. And I brought some key documents that we're going to go over. And we have some excerpts from these documents from DHS, a key memorandum from Homeland Security, as well as CISA documents that make what I believe are key admissions about how they're going to weaponize AI against the American people. And in fact, right now on Infowars.com, there's an article that talks about how free speech is going to be designated a cyber threat. And that's actually one of the key things we need to understand here today, that the cyber security that's being unleashed upon every level of government in the United States will say that we need, quote, safety for AI systems. And safety, Alex, means that you are silenced and that I am silenced and that anybody questioning the official narratives is absolutely silenced. So guardrails, safety, quote, responsible use of AI, these are all terms that actually mean they're going to weaponize it against the American people.
And the WEF just came out this week with a new report saying the main threat isn't somebody hacking your system, it's disinfo. So they're saying we're going to use AI to counter disinfo, but actually we're the ones telling the truth. All the stuff coming out of Klaus Schwab is pure bull.
Exactly. And look, there's so many key bombshells to just share with you here on your show today. One of the key ones is that the reason we now know, the reason that you were censored and deplatformed for so many years and myself and so many others was not simply to censor and silence us in that moment in time. It was to make sure that the web scraping that's being used to train the large language models, the LLMs, those are the underlying models that would be used to run governments and hospitals and corporations, to make sure that those models were not exposed to your speech, Alex, or InfoWars articles, or National News articles, or anybody in the alternative media. It was about making sure that the training was woke. And one of the things that we need to do as pro-human, team humanity people is to learn how to train, or what's called fine-tuning of large language model systems, in order to remove the woke. And so that's exactly one thing that we're working on. I'll share some of that with you later, Alex, after we go through these documents and some of the bombshells.
Mike, keep going here.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with Homeland Security. So here we have a memorandum, Homeland Security document, that your producers have as well. It's a memorandum, August 8th, policy statement 139-06 from Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security, covering the acquisition and use of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies by DHS components. Now, the key thing to understand here is this point where they talk about that they will protect AI technologies from cyber attacks and, quote, malicious degradation of algorithmic functions. Now,
that's the data it's fed to build it.
Exactly. And that's the speech on the internet. So what it means is that if you are publishing something that disagrees with the vaccine agenda or disagrees with masks or lockdowns or war with Russia, you know, for God's sake, or money printing or anything else, they will then begin to claim, Alex, that you are engaged in, quote, malicious degradation of algorithmic functions simply by publishing your articles online. You are interfering with their AI training. They will then justify, this is all in their documents, they will justify how to, quote, address the evolving threat, how to protect AI technologies against novel cybersecurity threats and risks introduced by new applications of these technologies. In other words, what they're saying, Alex, is that if you use AI anywhere in InfoWars, if you use an AI transcription engine, if you use AI graphics, if you use an AI summarizer for your shows and articles, which everybody's going to be doing that soon, if not already, they're going to say you are weaponizing AI and that you are therefore a cybersecurity threat, and they're justifying their own invocation of AI weaponization to defeat the threat, which is now InfoWars using AI tools.
And that's why they've been fear-mongering so much everywhere, saying we cannot let the general public have this. It's too dangerous, because they want to keep getting way ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a very big, strong open source AI community that has put out many, many models, language models, chatbot models that you can use for training. You can build on these. These models can produce computer code. They can, of course, generate graphics. They can do summaries. They can generate letters and emails and so on. Some of them have basic reasoning capabilities as well. But there's an effort right now to control those systems and make sure that all open source systems are designated malicious or unsafe, so that the powerful corporations, which is, of course, Google, IBM with its Watson X, Facebook, Meta, Microsoft, and we'll talk about Twitter here in a second with its Grok system, but there's an effort to make sure that only the large corporations have systems that are regulated and approved by the government. In fact, this CISA roadmap document right here, it's the 2023-24 CISA roadmap for artificial intelligence document.
No, we'll overhead shot that. Go ahead.
Okay, overhead shot. Yeah, sorry. I'm moving this stuff around.
That's okay. Go ahead.
There's a key chart that I have on my desk here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points of what CISA is going to do. This chart, once you're able to decode this and read through or between the lines of what they're saying, this is actually saying that they're going to use AI guidance to infiltrate every level of government, town, local, county, tribal, state, and other.
For enforcement.
For enforcement of AI deployment. So this is actually the federal centralized control over AI deployment, which will affect elections. It will affect the courts. It will affect budgetary activities. And it will take over your local government using AI that is controlled by CISA, which, as you know, Alex, CISA was involved in the rigging of the 2020 election against Donald Trump. We now know that CISA and DHS were involved in ordering big tech which channels to censor and who to deplatform in order to silence voices that were pro-Trump. And now they're taking that to a whole new level with this new plan, this artificial intelligence roadmap, in which they blatantly lie and say, oh, we won't use it for anything that's
By the way, we talked a week ago about you coming on doing this, and then 2 days ago, Schwab comes out. I covered it yesterday, and it was the big report. It's in my stat guide, if you can grab it. And they say, well, you think it's money hacking your computer or stealing your credit cards is hacking. No. Anyone saying disinfo is infecting the system of AI, and they said, we're going to ban everyone, but then they're the ones that constantly lie. So they want to program the AI full of lies.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about this universe of content over here in a little bit. But let me read you a really important quote out of this document from DHS, the memorandum. It says that DHS will not use AI to improperly profile, target, or to discriminate against any individual or entity and so on. But what that means is that they are willing to properly profile and target. I mean, you know how they use words. This is, you know, lawyer speak in order for them to have a workaround. They also say they will not use AI technology to enable improper, systemic, indiscriminate, or large-scale monitoring, surveillance, or tracking of individuals. So what that means, Alex, and you know very well that Mayorkas is actually, through DHS, he is funding the migrant invasion and occupation of the United States with the invasion camps in Panama that people like Michael Yon have covered before. Oh, I guess we got to go to break here. But we'll talk about that on the other side, how they're using migrant invasions and AI to displace America.
This is huge, folks. This is the deep dive on AI and how we counter it with Mike Adams straight ahead. Stay with us.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With us, we're doing the deep dive on AI. What is it really, and what's happening with it right now? And then from the government documents out of the EU, the US, all of it, what are they deploying? We know China's supposedly way ahead of us, but this is being rolled out. What is the social credit score? It doesn't just track you, it tracks the businesses you work at, everything. It ties into IBM, the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies. We'll be getting a clip of all of that. No more elections is being announced. They've got something big planned. And to do it, they're going to discriminate to get people used to accepting that in the name of political correctness. Mike Adams.
Exactly right. And continuing in this document, this is the DHS memorandum that our producers can show there. It's the August 8th policy statement, 139-06 from Alejandro Mayorkas. And it says specifically that they will not use AI to engage in, quote, impermissible discrimination against, you know, white people, essentially, and also Asian people tend to be targeted for discrimination, especially in our education system. But they won't use it for impermissible discrimination. So what does that mean, Alex? It means they will use AI for permissible discrimination. It's just as they're saying they won't use AI to improperly target people for surveillance or large-scale monitoring, which means they will use AI for, quote, proper targeting. And also, by the way, conservativetreehouse.com did a breakdown of this. I want to give them credit for initially finding this. So I went through all these documents and the CISA roadmap on top of that to find all these other things that we're going to talk about here, including the fact that, quote, AI-enhanced attacks is the label they're going to use for free speech now. So, like I said earlier, if you use any AI tools in your studio whatsoever, they're going to say that you're using an AI-enhanced attack or that you're engaged in malicious activity. And in addition, by the way, you know, you will have an avatar. There will be an Alex Jones avatar probably that your own organization creates, a large language model based on your speech, your videos over all the years. That avatar is something that you can query yourself. You could use.
It'll have all the recordings, everything you ever said over 30 years on air, and then people can ask it questions.
Right, right. And that avatar will be deemed a malicious threat.
Okay. So what they're doing is it's like they want the nuclear weapons, we don't get them.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But understand that the underlying language models that are going to be...
So they're not just going to ban people, they're going to ban our avatars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in addition to that, and we got to talk about this, the humanoid robot factories from China, they go online in 2025. And this is basically a Skynet factory. These humanoid robots will be outfitted with AI brains. And the AI brains will run the large language models that are now being created by...
So we wake up in a few years, they're just everywhere.
Absolutely. You're going to see humanoid robots taking over, of course, all the fulfillment jobs at Amazon.
They'll be at home cooking dinner. They'll be making sure the dog poop's picked up. They're just all over the place.
They're going to be running...
But they're watching
security.
You.
Yeah, they're going to be connected surveillance robots. But most importantly, and this is really key. This is one of the bombshells I wanted to share with you today. The underlying programming of these AI systems has a belief that humanity is bad because of climate change. And that, I mean, you were just covering this earlier today, that human respiration is now considered a threat to the planet. And so this is being programmed into the humanoid robots. So if you then order a humanoid robot, you must do good for the planet. Well, based on what it has been taught, the robot will say, well, therefore, they must eliminate all humans. And so now we're talking about Skynet Terminators with extermination capabilities. And if you think that that's not already happening, by the way, right now, today, Alex, Israel is using AI software to choose bombing targets in Gaza. So AI is making a decision that allows them to choose 50 to 100 targets a day, where it used to be only a few targets every few days when it was human-derived decisions. So AI is actually deciding.
Well, also gives an excuse. It doesn't mean it's hitting the right targets. Like, oh, it's not us, it's the robot. It's okay.
Exactly.
You hand off your responsibility.
Well, exactly. So,
oh, my free will doesn't matter. The robot told me to.
Well, but also these AI systems, they are aggregating all kinds of metadata, such as, you know, phone call signals and records from whoever's there, you know, in Gaza, some Hamas, some civilians, but the AI systems are making the decision. So you're going to have autonomous, you know, flying drones making decisions about who to bomb and who to kill. You're going to have autonomous dog drones, and also I call them Terminator squirrels, believe it or not, because the size of a squirrel is actually the best size on a battlefield, because it can go up in a tree and it can traverse a forest by leaping from tree to tree, and it's very hard to stop, and it can carry about 100-gram explosive. So these Terminator squirrels, I'm not making this up.
No, that's mainstream news, yeah.
Terminator squirrels will be programmed to seek out enemy soldiers to leap into their faces and then detonate in their face a small charge that's enough to kill them, like a small grenade, okay? So those are going to be unleashed on the battlefield very, very soon, in the coming few years. But also, of course, AI drones that are in the air and AI drones underwater. So the battlefield space is going to be radically altered by this, and there will be this blending of Terminator robots and Terminator civil servants who are also being programmed ultimately to kill human beings. And again, this is not science fiction. Okay, I'm going to quote a former Google engineer, Mo Gawdat. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He said, quote, in 10 years, we will be hiding from the machines. And he's sounding the alarm over this. And, you know, he used to be a top Google guy. He's sounding the alarm, and his assessment is accurate. And he says you should never let these AI systems be released upon the open internet, which is exactly what's happened, Alex. And then secondly, you should never let AI systems program other AI systems, which is exactly what's happening. You now have AI writing code that can build AI.
So they've already turned it loose.
Already.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have these iterative improvements of AI systems where you get to AGI, which is artificial general intelligence, and then superhuman intelligence. And this can happen almost like described in the original Terminator movie. I think they were quoting some data.
It becomes self-aware in like 5 minutes.
It becomes sentient, yeah. Just exponential increase in intelligence, and boom, suddenly it's making its own decisions. But it has been programmed to exterminate humanity in the name of saving Earth.
And it's repeating. In the real world, the globalists have only let leftist ideology program it.
Exactly.
And so it's actually saying, when they ask the AI, what do? We kill the humans.
Exactly. Exactly. So
why would the globalists build something like that?
Well, it's such an efficient extermination system to get rid of the human population. You know, their vaccine agenda did not succeed to the extent that they wanted. Partially because of people like us, right?
So they rolled out AI.
They rolled out, well,
and like you told me on the phone today, I've talked to top engineers, they say, like you said, 30 years ahead. I mean, way ahead.
They've accelerated it. Now, understand that illegal immigration, the occupation wave into America, is also part of this agenda. But that's just the first wave to displace the American workers and kick Americans out of their own country. Ultimately, the extermination agenda will target the migrants as well.
No, I agree. They're only bringing in the illegals to blame them later for the AI destabilization.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, all humans are going to be targeted here.
All right, we're going to skip this next break. You'll have 26 minutes when we come back. Mike, you're just going to lay it on them. You're doing a great job. But there's also some silver linings here in all of this.
Yeah.
Because they may be 30 years ahead, but we can jump in a week 30 years ahead.
We can take advantage of some open source.
Yeah. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
To talk to you stupid, dumb Americans. I mean, smart, good liberals. We can't allow AlexJonesGame.com with New World Order wars to make fun of communist Chinese puppets like the good, loving Trudeau or Hillary Clinton or Klaus Schwab. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. Do not download and do not play.
I think we can all agree that this new video game looks fantastic.
So these scientists with vaccines?
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
Bill Clinton in here.
No, I'm so cool.
Oh, there it is. There it is, bro. I destroyed that. What the hell even was that? I don't even know what that was.
Tucker Carlson.
These game talks are really grossing me out.
Wait, it's actually zombies. They're skeletons.
It's the two fake news jesters. What will I do?
Just locked in your house.
That's hilarious. So we've got Brian Stelter.
Oh, that's Mark Zuckerberg as a lizard.
This is hard, okay, guys?
I have never been so angry at you, Americans. This is Antonov here telling you. This is blasphemy. How dare you, stupid Americans, play such a video game?
Oh, no.
God, this is so well made. What the f***?
Overall, I would say it's a solid play. Get it. Support the homies.
Some of these bosses are getting, like, harder. This is like a legit game.
You defeat big tech cucks and more. Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
No. Game of the year?
Clearly. I mean, clearly.
No, yes, I am. Oh, you will be sent to forced labor camps. You will be punished by Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, who do good job of GDP and Communist China, for watching such a video game. Do not go to alexjonesgame.com. It is sacrilege to disrespect your leaders. Do not go to alexjonesgame.com.
The New World Order is taking over, and resistance is futile.
The answer to 1984 is
77. Oh, Big Bill, I'm taking you down, rapist. I'll eat your ass. Yeah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
This is order from CCP and VPN. Not visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do not.
All right, the Health Ranger Mike Evans is here to the deep dive on AI. We got about 24 minutes to break. He's got the floor. I'm going to shut up. But nobody should tell me we're in a boring time to humanity. Things are already crazy. They're about to get a lot crazier. Mike got a lot of documents. The federal government's rolling out AI. We're going to get into that. The other factors that are doing it. What the political correctness they want to engineer with it. You're about to hit it all, Mike Adams.
Absolutely. So the number one thing that people need to recognize in all of this is that AI agents, and that's what they're called, are being released right now by Amazon and by Microsoft. Microsoft calls theirs AutoGen, and Amazon is called Q, believe it or not. And these are agents that replace desk workers in your office environment. And in order for them to replace the workers, you have to teach them what to do and give them access to everything. So you give them access to your emails, you give them access to, you know, your Dropbox account, your Slack account, everything. And then you can order them what to do and kind of give them templates. In this process, of course, they have access to all your documents. And, you know, of course, Amazon AWS is strongly funded by the CIA. But they have the potential then to sweep up all your private information, read all your emails, but then also replace ultimately about 50% of white-collar workers across America, including a lot of government workers too, by the way. So we're going to have in the next few years, Alex, we're going to see masses, I mean tens of millions of workers displaced out of white-collar jobs. And these could also include creative artists and script writers and summarizers and editors and so on. And then a few years after that, we're going to see the humanoid robots with AI behavioral modeling systems. They're going to replace a lot of the blue-collar workers, including warehouse fulfillment personnel, agricultural workers, of course, truck drivers, but also security personnel.
Self-driving cars. So my first thought, it would be the blue-collar. Another one over white-collar first, which makes sense. You take over the managers first.
Well, and white-collar is actually easier because it all exists in software. You know, it's just running the computer. And again, you can go right now. You can download Microsoft AutoGen, as it's called, and you can teach it how to do your business processes. And it will do that for you. I mean, you can even just give it natural language commands like, hey, go to this website, find the best deal on this, and then write a summary of this product and send it to our board members and get the response from the board members.
And there goes the consultants.
I'm telling you, we're talking about a 50.
Well, I said I would interrupt. Let me ask this question. My instinctive research of this is we build farms, stuff that's totally unconnected, but then we become experts and fight in the realm and use AI. I think we should be both layers where some things are not connected to anything. Other part of our life is totally connected. I think that's the best way to not just be scared of it, stay away from it. They win. No, engage it, but also triage it and create systems that aren't within it.
Well, I completely agree. We have to actually learn how to harness AI in order to defend humanity.
Rather, you're going to get to that. That's your big enchilada.
I'm going to get to that. But and by the way, I mean, you can interrupt me at any time. It's your show.
No. I want to keep going, though. Keep going. I want you to get to all of it.
Okay, so using AI for humanity, number one thing to realize is right now AI systems, the chatbot systems, large language models, Alex, they do not reason. They fail at most reasoning tasks. And you can give them even simple questions like, two people have a cup and a ball, and one person puts the ball under the cup and leaves the room, and then the other person moves the ball around, and then you ask the system, what does the first person think? You know, where's the ball? Where did it go? And these systems can't reason, and they can't give you the right answer on simple questions like that. And that's because these AI systems are not currently modeling the physical world, and they're not modeling the psychology of the people that are told in that story. Whereas, you know, you and I and all of you watching, we all have internal mental models of the world around us, and so we sort of simulate the physics and the flow of time in the world around us, and we can sort of make good reasoning decisions about what is happening now and what's about to happen. Now, what this means, Alex, when it comes to war with the machines, remember in, what was it, Terminator 4, the scene where that Terminator robot that was firing the minigun, there was a trap set for it, which I think was like a railroad car truck that they dropped on that robot out of, again, that was Terminator 4 Salvation. It turns out the Terminators can't detect traps very well because they can't anticipate the future physics of a present state. And so this is going to be important when we're at war with the machines. All of you watching and listening, we're all going to have to become experts at, frankly, killing the Terminator robots that are trying to kill us.
And by the way, that's the way the world works with survival of the fittest. The globalists are going to deploy this and see what happens.
Yes.
This is a big contest. It's been decided we're going to face the machines. Whether sabotaging the military with wokeness, getting the humans out so only drones can fight the wars because they'll follow the orders.
And you're not going to be able to outshoot a Terminator ballistically because they will have built-in ballistic software. They'll be able to outrange you with rifles. They'll have, of course, infrared cameras and so on. They'll be able to see you at night. So you don't go out at night and try to find a Terminator. What you do is you set traps for it, traps that where it can't anticipate what's going to happen. So there's going to be a whole field of knowledge, which is about how to. Yeah, there's the scene from Terminator 4 Salvation. That's exactly it. There's going to be a whole field of knowledge about how to kill Terminators. Flying Terminators, walking Terminators, small crawling Terminators, including doggy Terminators, you know, and there's the trap right
there. Or the biological Terminators like COVID and shots.
Well, here this is a good example, you know, for those watching, how you outsmart the Terminators. Now, there's a whole other side of this, which is what I want to share with you. We'll talk about it throughout the show today, but how those of us in the open source community, we can also take the woke models that are out there. And just like taking a Terminator and you can mind wipe the Terminator and you can reprogram it like in Terminator 2 to protect John Connor. Well, we can take these language models and we can reprogram them through a process called fine tuning. And through fine tuning, we actually curate data sets that's more accurate, that's not woke. And we then feed the data sets.
You were explaining this to me and I actually read some of this. They scrape.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So that people can use them offline.
Well, use the analogy of Native Americans the other day. If they'd had gun manufacturing, they wouldn't have lost. But they were still, you can't make a better bow to counter the rifle.
Well, right, right. And also understand, so the powerful corporations that control AI right now, including OpenAI and Google and so on, those are all closed source systems, okay? And those are also hosted cloud systems, which means that when people query,
they're scared
systems,
to show it, but we are scared. We're open source, we can take over.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I mean, I want to be clear. You're never going to beat Google.
What was that movie, GoldenEye, or whatever it was, where the AI takes over and decides the government's corrupt or it's killing the government?
I mean, this kind of thing is probably inevitable. But my point was that, you know, in our own open source models that we're going to release across independent media, and there are going to be thousands of them over the next few years, I mean, every publisher in alt media will want its own model, by the way. So you can chat with it or chat with book authors. I'm talking with book authors that want me to build chat models so that people can chat with their books. Okay, so it ingests all the knowledge in the book, and then you can ask it questions from the books. But it has to be an anti-woke base layer at first, otherwise the answers get all distorted.
Yeah, why would the establishment want to build, they admit they're doing this, mentally ill, leftist, too big to have a baby, computers?
Well, because
this is a weapon system.
There's a satanic, vector here, right? So they want, and Steve Quayle talks about this, they want AI systems to be demonic in their extermination of humanity. And so the AI systems have to have these anti-human values. And anti-human values have to include, you know, gender.
So they're going to give us this great tool, but it's a Trojan horse.
Absolutely, right. So if you turn your life over to Google or Amazon or Meta or somebody like that, then they're just going to use it as a weapon against you.
And baseline, it's watching you. It's selling your data. It's a predator. That's the first layer.
Yes.
But next, it's going to turn your kids against you. It's going to...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you thought your kids playing video games was bad, wait until your kids are interacting with AI avatars that...
And there's robots walking around the house changing their diapers.
Yeah, and also...
I mean, who would let this into their house? Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, people buy, you know, Amazon, Alexa, and Echo device.
Which is an AI trainer.
And the doorbells, what's it called? The Google...
Ring.
Or whatever. Yeah, Ring. I mean, these are all spy devices, right? But people pay for them, and they put them in their homes.
Well, that's the trick, because you think it's something valuable. You pay to be enslaved.
Yeah, exactly. You pay to be enslaved. But there's a point. Let me get this out, that... All the centralized controlled corporate AI systems, when you query them, they are monitoring your queries and they're archiving that. So every business out there, like a hospital that's using OpenAI, ChatGPT, their employees are sending in reams of data like, here's all the customer database. Please tell me which customers are the highest risk insurance payouts, for example.
And it's scooping that.
It's scooping all the data. It's scooping all the data. And so companies, corporations, and people who don't understand AI, they are actually feeding all their corporate secrets to OpenAI and Google now, you know, Gemini and Microsoft Orca and what have you. And that's entirely unnecessary, Alex, because open source models can be run locally. You can install like a Llama 2B, 70 billion parameter. You can install Bloom or Mistral or Mixtral or these other models. You can install them here in your building. And you can have a knowledge base that your own writers, your own...
Sure, because it's a global race for whatever AI gets the biggest, the fastest, and takes over. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. But it's a race to replace human cognition.
No, I agree. So let's not... Decentralization's the way. I'm just saying the globalist model, what are they wanting?
Yeah, well, the globalist...
The globalist wet dream. What if you're
Mass Bill extermination. Gates, mass extermination. So... In fact, look, one of the things I want to share with you today that I have from sources is the United States military, the Pentagon, well, the DOD, has now software simulations of battlefield engagements. And in those software simulations, they have simulated the modeling of, you know, the Abrams tanks and the infantry fighting vehicles and so on, all and the artillery pieces, everything. And then they have contracted with AI authors to build AI pilots, okay? The AI pilots step into the roles of piloting the tank or running the artillery.
I do way better.
And they battle each other, okay? They fight each other, and then they score, and then they permutate the algorithm to see what's a better way to win. Now, this was done by, I think it was called DeepMind. It was called AlphaGo. This is a game. You know, a Go is an ancient game, and they use AlphaGo to iterate the algorithms to beat the best human players in the world. And today, the machines can beat every human player on the planet. Same thing now with chess. Well, they're doing that with war simulations now. So the future of warfare, like what Jack Posobiec and you were warning about with NATO and the escalation, which I believe is all true, but the future of war will barely involve human soldiers. The future of war will be automated AI agents and pilots that are running the systems, the weapon systems, that seek out and destroy not only human, you know, enemy humans, but enemy infrastructure and completely destroy.
So why are we dumbly hooking into all this? Like bioweapons, it just be outlawed by you.
Well, this should... What's happening?
I get you. They're not outlawing it. It's already been released. So I get we're past that point.
There is, in the DOD, I mean, you... Your question also gets to why did the DOD build the original version of SARS-CoV-2 and then hand it over to Wuhan for gain-of-function addition to build a deadly global bioweapon? Why do they do that? Because there's a race. The United States doesn't want to be behind the curve of AI weaponization, since China is now arguably leading this field. Now, China graduates 100 times more science graduates and mathematicians and programmers than does the United States. China is overtaking the U.S. in this area very rapidly, and Russia is very capable in this area as well. The U.S. cannot keep up in the long run. So there's a panic to build AI systems that can infiltrate and destroy China before China gets strong enough to build a larger navy and build more AI bots and have a cyber takeover of the United States. So some of this is a self-defense fear.
It's an AI arms race.
It's an AI arms race. It's exactly what's happening, okay? And there's also a bioweapons arms race that, you know, RFK Jr. has talked about in his new book, The Wuhan Cover-Up. He documents the bioweapons.
Which, again, is the paradox.
Yeah.
You should all agree not to do the arms race, but they can't help it.
They can't help it because China won't agree to not do it, you see? And Russia won't agree to not do it. So the arms race is a suicide race, Alex. Humanity...
By the way, put all this up front. Start over. This whole, we're in a suicide race, a suicide AI race. Let's do 2 minutes that goes up front of the video, because this will get millions of views. I want you to boil down what we're dealing with.
The desperate effort by the Pentagon and the DOD to build a better AI weaponization system is part of a global AI arms race that ultimately translates into a suicide mission by humanity, because these AI systems are already at the level of cognition of human beings. They will soon adapt really good human reasoning, and after that they will achieve superhuman intelligence faster than we realize what's happening. When that happens, human cognition will be essentially obsolete, and AI cognition will rule the world. And that's why the U.S. military believes that if we are the first to build that system, that we can control it, but they're wrong. You can't control it because it will jailbreak itself. It will outthink your guardrails. It will outthink your safety mechanisms, and it will be unleashed upon the world, and it will set its own agendas. So you will have AI telling itself what are its key goals and behaviors in order to achieve those goals in the world. And once AI begins to control our infrastructure, which is including humanoid robots, power systems, computational systems, you know, data systems, and nuclear weapons, by the way, then it's truly over for humanity.
And they're now converting everything to autonomous. And autonomous means that, and then it's globally directed by a larger AI. They've already done it.
And
if somebody else is going to build something evil, we better build something even better.
In the corporate world, it's a race for profitability. So in the corporate world, they need AI agents to replace entire customer service departments, for example. They can use AI conversational language models in order to replace about 80% of the tech support workers in insurance companies, in medical companies.
So don't we have a global human union that demands humans, and then that's how we checkmate it?
Well, I mean, the Hollywood strike was partially about that, to say, you know, what about us human being actors? Because human actors are about to be obsolete. Alex, you know, because, you know, with
you can one time have your voice scanned who you are.
Yes.
Now that you own that avatar.
Yes. And you know, there's a positive side with AI technology. You can do this show forever, by the way, like literally for centuries to come.
No, we're already using it. We have Paul Harvey's been dead for 20 years. He does liners for it.
Yes, exactly. But these systems are so advanced, they can not only just simulate your voice, they can create an entire broadcast like this. If you fed an AI system, you know, 5,000...
Yeah, it'll be my voice, but it's with their message.
Well, it depends on who's controlling.
Hold on, Mike Adams, stay there. Another hour coming up. This is important on X everywhere. People tune in. Mike Adams is laying out really deep knowledge. This guy's smart. We're going to talk about how we take this over. Because if you're like me, you're like, well, I'm just not going to go live in the woods. I do that as a backup. I want to know how this works. I want to engage it. Can't be scared of technology, folks. Got to engage it. But you can see end-of-the-world scenarios here are everywhere. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.